Hello.
Hi, Eva?
Nope, Tom.
Oh, okay, you sound like a woman. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yep.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we've been working with the city of and they're going to be using your driveway indefinitely. I guess they're going to be claiming eminent domain on your driveway just so because they want to park a truck there.
For what? We don't live in
Well, I know, but it's because you're in their zone or whatever. Apparently, court is, you know, it's part of technically.
But anyway, not really. We're part of county. We don't pay any taxes neither.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They're kind of upset about that, and they're just going to be using your driveway to park the mosquito truck.
Oh, for how long?
Forever. They're going to keep the driveway and just use it permanently.
No, they can't.
No, they can't. It's going to be city property.
No, it can't. I live on court, okay?
Yeah, we know that.
There's no parking allowed in this neighborhood on the street, period.
That's why they have to use the driveway.
We're not going to allow them.
They're just going to park their mosquito truck there, filled with chemicals?
I don't care. This is a house with a single driveway.
Well, you should care. It's your driveway.
I have two cars. Where am I supposed to park my cars?
You're going to have to turn into a one-car family or park in
the
lawn. I don't know.
Just listen, pal, I know who the hell you are.
Just use the garage.
Okay? But when calls me, you're from the Historical Society or some crap.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Who are you with?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. I'm just borrowing their cordless. I'm borrowing their cordless phone.
Where are you? What Homeowner Association? We don't have a Homeowner Association.
The hell you don't.
No, we don't. We have a Property Owners Association.
Oh, same thing. Quit nitpicking.
I will call.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I will call for tomorrow, and you will not park a truck in my driveway and force me to change the way I live.
Well,
okay?
No, it's not me personally.
And if you don't, I will be going to the attorneys immediately.
It's the city. The city wants to park
a
truck.
I don't give a damn. It's the city.
Well, you should give
a damn.
I don't
live in the city.
It's your driveway.
We have our own mosquito truck in. And we take care of our own.
Yeah, but mosquito trucks are nicer.
I don't give a damn if it's.
And
I don't live in.
They're going to let us use their mosquito trucks. That's the whole thing. We're just using their trucks, but we want to park it in your driveway.
No, you're not.
Well, yeah, that's.
No, you're not.
That's the reason.
I will call the police first. No.
This is eminent domain.
I don't care. You're not going to park a truck. Pick another house, okay?
But no, that yours is the best one for the. It's a centrally located.
Pal, I don't know who the hell you are, but I don't give a damn. Hang up and goodbye.
Now you hang up.
I do not want grass. I do not want grass.
But it's good for the earth. It's good for the earth, man.
I do not want grass.
I know. I said it was a very drained
bottle. I do not want grass.
Roy,
I don't give a damn who did it. You made the mistake.
Ma'am.
I did it.
Ma'am.
What?
Ma'am.
Roy.
Ma'am.
Said it was a very drained phone call.
Ma'am. Google. Calm down your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Calm
you
down your phone.
Stupid.
Who's this?
I was cleaning your tree.
I don't want any grass. I don't have any grass. I don't know how many times I have to say this to you. I do not want grass.
I don't want grass.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everybody. I'm your host, Brad. Today is March 16th, 2023. Today's show is brought to you by Lord and Lady of Veggies, Cactus Mike, Ben Q666, Despicable Dogs, and Kurt M. Thanks all of you for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. There is a brand new episode of Brad's Cactus Shack out over at notla.com. It's all about that MJ video from the previous episode. So go to notla.com if you want to listen to that. By the way, today's show art is by Ice Cat. Once again, I'm using his desktop background art images to use for the show art. Just to get you guys to go over to phonelosers.com/desktop backgrounds and download a replacement desktop background for your computer. They're free. Ice Cat wanted to charge for them, but I'm like, no, fuck that. They're free. And he's like, I hate you, Brad. So if you like today's show art, you should put it on your desktop. I've set up a thing over on Reddit, which is at reddit.com/r/ prank call swap shop. And I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to do here, but I thought it'd be cool to make it easy for prank call hosts and prank call listeners and other related people to collaborate together to make drops and songs and art, like Ice Cat's art that I was just talking about. Maybe Ice Cat wants to make some art for some other shows. I don't know. I was just kidding that he wanted to charge, by the way. Sorry, Ice Cat. I'm not trying to ruin your reputation, but I haven't really announced this a whole lot yet, but some people found it anyway, so it's a little empty right now. But if you're a prank call host and you want people to do drops, like, for example, Dog Lettuce, he put out a request for people to do drops for him, and he threw in some ideas in there, and I replied to his post with a few drops, like this one.
Hello there, my name is Carol Gersperms, and I'm a mother of five. When I need a day away from the old homestead, I go to the Dog Lettuce Fart Farm. The Dog Lettuce Fart Farm is my place to go to get farts in my hair.
So far, I'm the only one to reply, but like I said, I haven't really advertised this thing yet. But I was going to put some requests of my own in here and see if you guys want to do anything for the Snowplow show or for my other shows. And if anyone else wants to post anything in this subreddit, please do. I'll have a link to it in the show description. And also, I have a post on there that I wrote, which probably explains it better than I am right now, what I'm trying to accomplish with this. There's also a Chewbacca impression contest where somebody posted a phone number and said to do your best Wookiee impression. I kind of feel like that's a trick. They're just trying to get us to harass somebody, but I'm too lazy to check and delete the post, so whatever. Let them have their fun for now. Speaking of Reddit, one last thing. Someone made a really weird prank call. I think they used an AI to make a prank call script, and then they used a AI thing to steal my voice, and it's just the weirdest thing ever. I'm not going to play this entire thing. This was posted by Srickle? Oh my god, is that what that says? Why is the writing so tiny on Reddit? But yeah, whatever. That guy, here's the prank call. This is not me talking.
Hello, this is Brad from the phone company. I'm calling to inform you that we're going to change your phone number today.
What? Why are you changing my phone number?
Well, we're doing some maintenance on the lines, and we need to reassign some numbers.
Like, most of the time, that doesn't sound like me at all. But then every once in a while, you're like, oh, wait, yeah, it does, sort of.
Don't worry, it's a free service, and you'll get a new number that's very similar to your old one.
But I don't want a new number. I've had this number for years, and everyone knows it. Can't you just keep it the same?
I'm sorry, but we can't do that. It's part of our policy, and we have to follow the rules. Your new number will be 555-1234.
That's not similar at all. That's a completely different area code.
I don't know what the script said. Like, do a phone losers prank call that's been done. Oh, wait, there's the original script. It looks like the question they asked the AI is, create a script for RBCP prank call. And that's what it came up with. Weird.
What? What now?
Well, while you were on hold, we changed your number again.
What?
Yeah, sorry about that. We have another maintenance issue and we had to switch some more numbers around. Your new number is 666-6666.
Are you kidding me? That's the number of the devil.
Well, yeah, but it's also very easy to remember.
Ah ha ha ha, that's a good one, AI Brad. Let's get to the real prank calls now before the AI things put me out of business. That was some pretty great acting, though, by the AI robots.
Hi, I'm Despicable Dogs, and when I'm not photoshopping heads onto hamster bodies or wrestling people in the Walmart parking lot, I'm listening to the Snowplow Show on Prank Call Nation.
It looks like I have a voicemail on my Maytag repair line, and it's been a while since I've gotten one of these, so let me explain. I have a phone number in Florida, and for some reason, I don't know why, I have nothing to do with this, but my phone number that I bought from my VoIP company has me listed as some sort of regional repair company for Maytag, or maybe a warranty department. I don't know what I'm supposed to be, but I remember we talked to an old couple a few months ago, maybe last year, and told them that we detected they're trying to make raviolis in the dryer or something, or in the water. I don't know. It was a dumb idea. I never know what to say to these people, but I've got another voicemail here. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Steve. This is Jamie. I have an association that needs your help with a Maytag washer. Its model number is M as in Mary, V as in Victor, W as in weather, C as in cat, 565, F as in Frank, W as in weather, 2. Serial number is C as in cat, B as in 3. My phone number is 41, and I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a call back. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, so I'm going to give this lady a call and see if I can be any help.
Oh. Hi, this is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. It's Steve from the washing machine repair place in Trees and Roads.
Okay. Do you do warranty work on Maytags?
Yeah, yeah. I pulled up that serial number you gave me in the voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is quite a trouble ticket. I logged into the washing machine remotely, and I've downloaded all the log files.
Oh, I didn't know it would do that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's got Wi-Fi built into it secretly. We don't typically tell customers about that. But somebody around that washing machine, like, who uses that exactly?
Well, it's in a laundry room. There are 18 units there. It could be any one of the 18 owners.
Oh, boy. I mean, someone in there, they've been talking, like, about conspiracies and, you know, just, like, crazy political stuff. And I guess they shut it down because they were worried about all that stuff. Because, like, people are just in there talking crazy talk, and they're afraid they're going to, like, you know, just rewire the washer and turn it into a bomb or something. We don't want no part of that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You can actually hear what's going on in the room?
Oh, yeah, we listen all the time. We have a whole monitoring department here at Maytag, and they were listening, and it's just, they're going on about conspiracies and revolutions and taking over America, and
are you serious?
They're like, meet me on Facebook groups, and it's
all day. No.
What?
What?
Well, yeah. So we just shut it down remotely. We made it look like an error code. Is it giving you an error code?
I don't know, Steve. I'm not there. I'm the president of the association is the one calling me and.
Oh.
Telling me we need service. She's saying it's making a loud noise.
Is this some kind of, I don't know, are you like a sovereign homeowners association?
It's a condo association of 18 units.
Well, are you trying to overthrow the U.S. government there? Is that the point of the, is it like a cult, I guess I'm asking?
No, I'm really sorry. I appreciate your call. But it would be illegal for you to be able to listen to a conversation.
Oh, no, like ma'am, do you read the small print? You'll see where it says we can monitor 24 hours a day. And, yeah, I'm reading these log files, and I've got the willies. Some of the stuff these residents have been saying. Like, who lives there? A bunch of crazy nationalists?
No, sir. The regular Joe people.
Yeah, Joe's from a cult.
Yeah. So are you going to be able to service this or no?
I have to push this up the chain a little bit, maybe give it to my supervisor, Carol, and she can make that kind of decision. But at this point, we've determined that everyone in that building is a bunch of terrorists.
First off, that's not you to determine. As for law enforcement.
Okay, well, we're just afraid.
A former law enforcement officer for the Department of Interior. No.
Was that supposed to be impressive there?
Why don't you have your supervisor call me? Why don't you have your supervisor call me?
Oh, sure, I can do that. But I don't know what they're going to be able to do. Is today?
Well, regardless of that, sir, the washing machine has a warranty.
Yeah.
And it needs to be serviced.
Yeah, we can service it for, you know, true Americans, but it seems like you're a sovereign nation over there. And you're trying to, I don't know what you guys are trying to pull. But I can have Carol call you back, and she hung up. Man, I never know what to say to these washing machine people, but that was kind of fun, and that was my first call of the day. So if I do a bunch of calls right now, and then maybe around the end of my calls, I can try her again as Carol. Or maybe she'll call me back, and I can pick up as Carol. Keep your fingers crossed that that happens. Let me see what other voicemails I have here in this directory. Here's one from 9 days ago.
Hi there. My name is Officer Jerez. I am calling in regards to a phone call that you had placed to Family Dollar about a set of keys for a car that you had found. If you could please return your phone call return the keys to the Family Dollar. Otherwise, we will try to be re-in touch with you. Thank you so much.
We will try to be in touch with you.
We will try to be in touch with you. Thank you so much.
I don't think that was a cop. I don't know. It could have been a cop. Maybe it was a cop, but it kind of sounded like just a dollar store employee asking me to please bring back the keys that I stole. And of course, that's when I was calling up Family Dollars and saying that I found keys in their store, car keys. I'm out in the parking lot. I'm looking for the car and I can't find it. And it looks like that's the only other message I have in this email folder, but I guess they're all gone. I probably tried them all. So let's move on, I guess. I've got a request here from Nick. Oh, hey, it's Next Door Nick. There's a lady here on his next door that lost her computer. Oh, what the hell? We may have driven away from our house this morning with a silver laptop computer and folder with papers on top of the bed cover of our truck, and I think it fell off without us realizing it. And she talks about where she drove to. Did anyone find any remnants of it? Very important papers. And so far, the only response she's had is somebody promising to say a prayer to help her find it. Thanks, Sharon. That's real helpful. So her name's Catherine.
Hello?
Hi, Catherine?
Hello?
Oh, he sounded like you're across the room there for a second.
I just put it on speaker. Is it bad?
Well, no, it's good now.
Okay. What? Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I found a laptop out in the road.
You did?
Well, here's the problem. I've already erased it and put Linux on it.
You did what?
I put Linux on it because that's the best operating system for playing games.
Okay, you erased the computer?
Yeah, I erased the whole thing. I put a whole new operating system on it. It doesn't even run Windows anymore.
Well, if you found something, why did you do that without... Well, where are you at, first of all, that you found it?
It was all laying in the road, and some of the letters were cracked, you know, were out in the road with it. The keys fell off. And
where did you find it?
I don't... Just around the neighborhood when I was running. I was jogging.
Okay, where was that?
But, you know, I've installed, I've got Steam. I'm really into Steam. I like to play a lot of games, so I installed Linux on this thing and Steam, and I filled up the entire laptop with all kinds of games. Do you play GTA 5?
Can you tell me where you found it at, though?
Where?
Yeah, exactly. We're really curious where it fell off.
Well, I don't know. I run around the whole neighborhood.
What neighborhood?
Our neighborhood.
Is what neighborhood?
Well, we're with the HOA. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're not being very specific, so I don't.
Well, I jog like kind of a wide area, like a 6 mile trail, and I know I was on Drive, and I don't know, Jewel.
Okay. You know, how did you know to call me?
Because I found it on Next Door, you nutty bitch.
Okay, you don't have to be rude.
You're the one giving me the fourth degree here.
Okay, let's start over.
Sorry I put Linux on your laptop.
Okay, well, can we get it back, please?
Well, can I keep it? Because it's so much faster than my old laptop. Especially since I put Linux on it. And if I give it to you, you're going to be able to play games on my Steam account.
Well, one, you can... Why don't you wipe that off? And, I mean, okay, here's my husband. It's his computer.
I spent like 10 hours putting all that stuff on there.
Well, but you found a computer that...
Shut up, lady. I'm talking to your husband.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will offer a reward if you return it.
Okay, for the papers?
For the computer.
Oh, you don't want the papers. Thank God. I didn't even get around to telling her about the papers.
So, can I ask who you are?
This is Steve Dave.
Okay, would we be able to meet?
You want to fight?
No, I want the computer back.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That sounded like, I don't know, you sound like you're getting crazy.
You're all...
No, no. I just, you said you found it, so I thought maybe we could meet, and I could give you a reward, and...
Oh, I don't need a reward. I'm sorry about the papers, though. I'm just sorry about the papers, what I did to the papers.
Okay, well, what about the papers?
I came home, and while I was... You know, it takes a long time to install Linux and all those games on to my new laptop, and just to pass the time away, I made some papier-mâché busts of famous musicians.
Okay, so, well, it doesn't matter.
I turned your papers into Beethoven.
I don't care about that. That's fine.
I can give it back to you, because I'm sure if you peel the layers off, you'll eventually see your documents. I didn't read any of it, though. I don't know what it was.
Okay, well, I'm not too worried about that.
It was all gobbledygook to me.
If you have the... If you have the computer, I'd like to, you know, get it from you.
What's that wife of yours saying in the background?
She's not even in the same room as me.
Oh, you just got the TV going?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nobody's watching it? It's wasteful.
Yeah, go ahead. I muted it.
Thank God.
All right, so you found the computer.
Yes.
Where can we meet?
How do we know this is the same computer, though?
I'll be able to tell when I see it, right?
Well, it's got a lot of cracks on it now.
That's okay.
Yeah, the screen was good, though. Luckily, the screen was good.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
So where can we meet up?
Okay, look. I'm going to come clean with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
Are you still there?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Not really, no.
You couldn't understand it?
No.
Why not? Were you not listening?
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, I was just talking... It's a sound clip. It said, you just got butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.3 The Gerbil. I was just kidding. I didn't find your laptop or your papers.
Okay.
So there's still hope. You could, you know, you might find them out there on the side of the road somewhere.
All right. Well, thanks anyway.
This was all just a big joke.
Well, it's pretty funny.
Can you put your wife on to laugh with us about it for a minute? Because she's going to be on the radio in the morning. We're going to make fun of her. What the hell? He said he couldn't hear my butt slam clip. That's bullshit. I know he could hear it. He's just trying to make me feel bad. I'm going to call up my own cell phone right now.
Hello? Hello, Carter residence.
Okay, so now, I'm on my cell phone. I've got my headphones off. I'm going to hit the butt slam.
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
I heard it just fine.
It was the perfect volume. Maybe that guy's deaf. I don't know. Here I am using low-level M's. Brand new butt slam drop, and he claims he doesn't even hear it. I didn't know what to say to that guy. You know, like, after I've, you know, claimed I've stolen their laptop, and there's no hope of ever retrieving it. Like, where do you go from there? And they don't care about my papier-mâché, but at least they know there's still hope. They may still find their laptop. Thank you, Nextdoor Nick, for that one. By the way, that was his suggestion about installing Linux on it to replace Windows. And I wish that lady would have stayed on. She was much more irritated than the guy was. Here's a number from the sign guy. He wants me to call Dave, who does sewer line repair. And the reason we know that is because he put up a sign on some public property next to a telephone pole out on the corner next to the BP. Damn it, David, you're making this whole neighborhood look like it's a bunch of hobos live around here. And he would like me to do a number change.
This is David.
Hey, David. It's Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're in the middle of changing your phone number right now. This 5-4 number.
Yeah.
I just need to give you your new phone number, because we're going to...
Why are you changing my phone number?
We're going to turn it off. We're just going to make it so it says disconnected. And so when people call the 5-4 number, it's just going to say, we're sorry, this number has been disconnected.
And you'll have a new phone number. This is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I'm in the call center.
Yeah, I don't believe what you're telling me.
Why is that?
Since when does somebody get their phone number taken away from them?
Oh, no, we own the phone numbers, sir. We can reassign them at will. They're ours to do with what we wish. Like we buy the phone numbers in blocks of 10,000.
Okay, so what do you need it for?
Well, we don't need it. Sir, I was in your account just kind of monkeying around because I'm in training, and I accidentally changed your number. So I'm in the middle of the order right now. I just need you to write down your new phone number, and then I can complete this order, and it'll be done.
I'm not writing down any new phone number.
Well, then how are you going to know your new phone number?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and complete the order and make the change. Just call up somebody that has caller ID, and they'll be able to tell you what your new phone number is, okay?
This is crazy.
What do you mean it's crazy?
I've never heard of anything like this, somebody losing their phone number.
Yeah, well, I'm in training, and like I said, you don't own the phone numbers. I was just monkeying around in your account, and I, you know, activated the change phone number thing, and I don't know how to back out of it, so it's happening.
What? So a business phone number that I built a business on, you're taking it away from me.
Yeah, well, you're still going to have a phone number. You just refuse to write down the phone number, so that's not my problem. Just call up someone with caller ID or call back customer service and ask them what your number is.
That's insane.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to do this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. It was an accident.
Okay.
So, you know, you're not interested in your new phone number, even though 5-4 is going to be disconnected in about 2 minutes.
Okay, so I can get it. I can call someone's caller ID and then I can get it.
Yeah, since you insist on being, you know, like a little bitch and you're like, I'm not going to write it down. I'm just going to, I'm going to rebel.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm completely don't know. This is nuts.
It's not that nuts, sir. It's our phone number. You're just borrowing it from us and now we're giving you a new one.
Whatever.
No, actually, I work over at the BP station over on Red Bridge in Holmes. I was hoping you could stop putting your signs out there in the corner because it really trashes up the neighborhood.
You work at the which station?
The Phillips 66 BP. It's you keep putting these signs up to say sewer line repair. Sewer line repair. We don't want those out here. We don't want people to think about sewer lines when they're shopping at our gas station.
Sure.
Do you think you could put those somewhere else? Or, at the very least, can you hire somebody to make them look nicer? Because those are really ugly.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, like, I don't know what that font is. The font's fine. It's just...
Who is this?
Add a little bit of flair to it, you know? Like, put some color in there.
What?
This is Steve Dave at the Phillips 66.
Really?
Yes. And your signs are trashing up our neighborhood.
It's just one sign.
Yeah, but it's crooked. Like, it's at a 45-degree angle.
Like, well, so people get to read it.
No, you didn't punch it into the ground good enough. It fell over.
Oh.
And now it just looks like shit. Bringing down property values.
Okay.
You just knock that off.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I won't put up anymore.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Are you relieved to still have your phone number?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, you're not? Like, you wouldn't care if you lost it?
No, I would. That would not be good.
Yeah. But now you're not losing it.
That's cool.
It's like I gave you a gift.
Not really, but yeah.
Kind of, because as far as you knew, your phone number was disappearing forever, and now I've given it back to you. You are welcome.
I had my doubts, but yeah.
Okay, well, you know, fuck your signs, pal.
Sure.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, David.
Bye-bye.
Did he say bye-bye to me? That was a little weird. That made me feel uncomfortable, saying bye. Is that some kind of a sex thing? I don't like it. So thank you once again, sign guy, for sending me a picture of a sign on the side of the road that's all crooked at a 45-degree angle because David is weak and he does not know how to push those signs into the ground so they don't fall over. And the sign guy says it's the BP gas station. Maybe that's just the one I can't see in the picture, but across the street is a Phillips 66. Looks like gas is around $2.90-something there in Missouri. Good for you guys. Must be nice. All right, let's call up Kathy. She's looking for some black chickens. This is a prank request from Anonymous, or at least they didn't fill in a name into the form.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, you looking for those black chickens?
Hello?
Hey, Kathy.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still looking for those black chickens?
Oh, yeah. Where are you located?
I'm, do you know where the Dairy Queen is?
In which city?
Which city is near you? What? Where are you located at?
Where are you located at?
Look here, Kathy. I'm from the streets, and I know what black chickens means. And
I don't know what it means.
I think you place this ad knowing what it means. And we just need to talk. We need to talk quantity. We need to talk discounts.
I have no interest in any of that.
Kathy,
thank you.
Kathy, I have the lowest prices on fentanyl. Oh, Kathy, don't hang up. Let me try her right back. I really want to make this drug deal work.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I wanted to assure her I'm not a cop. Ain't no narc. I'll sell you those black chickens. But now she won't pick up. I tried a couple times. Oh, man. She just called me back. Kathy did, and before I could click on the thing, she hung up. So does that mean I should call back? I don't know. I think I'm going to not call back. I think she called me by mistake anyway, because it was just up there for a second, and then it went away. She's probably Googling black chickens right now on the dark web, trying to find out what they are. Here's a call coming in. Don't know who it is.
Hello, Gersperm residents.
Oh, this is Terry calling. I just missed a call from you.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Oh, this is you're the piano guy, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Carol from the Meadowfield from the Homeowners Association. I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk right now.
Oh. So for Meadowfield what?
The Homeowners Association. You know here where we all live?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They wanted me to ask you to stop dumping snow into the lake behind your house. You can't throw snow in the lake. Or leaves and branches either.
I don't throw snow or leaves in the lake.
Oh yeah, we had to put up a security camera because of you. And so we have proof that it was you, and you know, just please stop doing that, okay?
Did Mel ask you to call me?
I'm not allowed to talk about Mel ever since the incident. But we did have someone tell us that you were throwing piano parts in the lake. And we're going to send divers down there this summer.
You're going to send piano parts?
Yeah, we're going to send divers down to see if there's piano parts in the lake.
Is this a joke?
No, I would not kid about this, sir. I'm a Christian.
So can you just
not shovel all your snow into the lake like that?
Is this a joke?
No, I just said it's not a joke, and I am a Christian.
I've never heard of something so ridiculous.
Yeah, me either. Like, please stop doing it, okay?
You live in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm just a few blocks from you. I'm with the same HOA as you.
So you actually believe what you're telling me?
Yes, I've seen the security footage. And we know you shoveled all your sidewalks in your driveway and you threw the snow in the lake. And you're not supposed to do that. Because your neighbors, they'll see you doing that and they'll let us know. But if you're throwing piano parts down there, that's a whole other no-no.
Okay, so you must be very drunk if you're accusing me of doing what you're actually accusing me of.
Well, no, I'm reading straight off of the report, straight off of your file. Eddie from the HOA, he wanted me to call you up and ask you to cut that out, please.
Do you have some video I can see?
No, we don't share our video with criminals.
Well, I do have your phone number, and I'll talk to Mel about you. You say your name is Carol?
Yep, Carol Gersberms.
Gersman?
Yep, Carol Gersberms.
G-I-R-S-F-I-R-M?
Close enough. I'm the only one in the neighborhood with that name.
Carol Gersman.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you live on the pond?
Well, on the pond. I don't live around you. I live over in the nice neighborhood. You know where Falcon Drive is?
Falcon Drive. Not sure where Falcon Drive is.
Oh, yeah. It's the nice area. It's the nicer area. More of us have swimming pools than you people over there.
Oh, are you attached to Meadowfield?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep. I'm part of the HOA.
The subdivision that's attached to Meadowfield is not part of our subdivision.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Because I don't live over there.
Really?
Right.
Well, you don't have to worry because I've never thrown piano parts and I've never shoveled snow in my pond.
Oh, no, I've seen the video. I've seen the video. It's definitely you.
Well, this is a joke, and I don't know what you're trying to accomplish by calling me.
Well, the truth of the matter is that I'm with Royco's Distraction Services, and I was hired to distract you for exactly 5 minutes. And it looks like 5 minutes has expired, and I am through distracting you.
Why would you want to distract me?
Well, I was hired to distract you by Mel. I mean, by an unknown person.
For what reason? I'm just driving my car.
Okay, well, I was asked to distract you. That's all I know. And my work is done here, and I have to get back to drinking.
Sounds like you're a crackpot. Okay. All right, Carol.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker. You're a crackpot.
I'll block your number.
Oh, I'll block your number first, you son of a bitch. Has anyone ever told you your laugh sucks? See proof. You just proved it for me.
So what leads you to just like me? Did I do something to you in the past?
Oh, no. I was just hired to distract you for 5 minutes. We've been talking for 6 minutes, so that means I'm not getting paid anymore. So I'm going to hang up. You douche canoe.
Okay, I hope you get some help.
Okay, thank you. I hope you do, too.
Okay, that was the number I tried to call earlier, and they did not pick up. Next door, Nick sent that in to me about 10 days ago and said he's a piano repairman, and they just had a huge snow, and he dumped all the snow into the lake, which, I don't know, are you not allowed to do that? I've never had a lake behind my house, so I don't know. So thank you, Nick, for that one.
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
Yes.
It's your neighbor. It's Kevin.
It's my neighbor, Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, do you think tonight you could not use your internet from about, I don't know, from like 9 to about midnight, maybe 12:30?
It's my neighbor, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I live nearby, and I've been using your Wi-Fi password for the past year, and I'm going to be working on something tonight, really important, and I can't have your, you know, your Netflix shows or whatever messing up my bandwidth.
This is the most bizarre phone call I've ever had.
Oh, okay, well, it's just, I'm a gamer, okay? I play World of Warcraft, and we're going to be doing a raid tonight. It's going to last from like 9 till midnight. And if you could just stay off the internet during those times, because I, like, you know, when you get on there, you start using up the bandwidth, and then it makes my game delayed. So just please, like 9 to midnight tonight. Can you not use the internet, please?
First of all, how'd you get my number?
I looked it up on the internet.
You looked up my number on the internet?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Because it's the internet and it has everything on it.
This is the most bizarre phone call I've ever had. It's and you've been using my Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I've been using your Wi-Fi just for, because I can't really afford internet. It's pretty expensive. And I don't have it on my cell phone or anything.
This is the most bizarre phone call I've ever had.
You keep saying that.
I know, because it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be bizarre. I really want this raid to go well tonight.
You want this raid to go well?
Yeah, it's a computer game. You should play sometime.
Oh, yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Okay. All right, Kevin, where do you live?
Just up the street a bit. You know the blue house?
No, I don't know the blue house.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter. Your internet reaches. That's all that matters.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know.
Okay. Don't be turning off your internet tonight just to thwart me. Please.
Don't be what?
Don't be shutting off your modem tonight just so I can't play.
Don't be shutting it off?
Yeah. Don't do that, please. Cause then I wouldn't be able to do my raid tonight at 9.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say. Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for the phone call.
All right, I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the number from Next Door Nick once again. I didn't even have her address. She was a realtor, and Nick found her business card somewhere. But luckily, she didn't ask for my address. And that's an idea I stole from Synthed in the PLA Discord. He was just listing ideas for some reason the other day, and I wrote them all down. I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to steal your ideas, there's nothing you can do. And he said, you better not, and you know how it goes over on the Discord. So the don't use the internet between 6 and 9, that was his. I kind of wanted to try some more of these, though. So let's see if anyone picks up.
Hello?
Hi, Nikki?
Yes?
It's your neighbor, it's Brad. I'm on your Wi-Fi right now, and I'm getting, like, a lot of lost packets, you know, like the signal's bad. I was wondering if you could turn your Wi-Fi just, like, about 90 degrees, or, like, move the antennas around.
Who?
Your Wi-Fi router.
Who is it?
This is Brad, your neighbor. Hello?
In Florida?
Oh, no, in Michigan.
I'm not from Michigan.
Yeah. Why do you have a Michigan number?
What?
Why do you have a Michigan number, then?
I live in Florida. Who is this?
This is Brad, your neighbor. I just need your Wi-Fi to work better, so could you just, you know, angle it around a little bit?
Yeah, and then you know what I can also do? I can shove it up your ass.
Why would you do that? What the heck? I was giving up on that one because I didn't have her correct area, and she goes ahead and yells at me anyway. Now I gotta keep it. I can't throw that call away. Why is she even yelling at me? I don't even live in Florida.
Hello?
Hey, Mary?
Yes.
Oh, hey there. It's Kevin. I'm your neighbor.
Hey.
Hi. I'm using your Wi-Fi right now. And, I'm not getting a very good signal. I'm losing packets and stuff. I was wondering if you could just turn your modem, like, maybe 90 degrees? Or adjust the antennas, maybe?
Okay.
Okay. Like, can you try it right now? I'll let you know if my signal improves.
Okay. I'll do that.
Well, are you doing it right now?
Oh, sure.
What do you mean, oh, sure? I'm serious, ma'am. I've got an important thing coming up on the internet.
Oh, sorry about that. We have secure Wi-Fi. You'll have to go to the library.
Oh, no, I already have your password. I just need you to turn your modem over. You know, just about 90 degrees.
I see. Okay, bye.
Ma'am. Damn it, Mary. You know what? It's been a while, and we might be near the end of the show. Not really sure, but I need to call that lady back from the beginning, the Maytag lady. Her name is Jamie. I'm supposed to call her as Carol, my supervisor. I think my name was Steve before. And what was it? What did I say? They're a sovereign nation. There's a lot of anti-American talk going on in their laundry room. And that's not cool. So I don't know if it's going to be too late to call this lady. She is over there on the East Coast. But she asked for a call back from Carol.
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. This is Carol from Maytag. I have an employee that said you wanted me to call you back.
Okay, so Carol, this gentleman is kind of odd. Oh. He started going on about how you could listen to what's going on in the room through the washer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we use that for diagnostics. Because sometimes the washers will make a noise. And we have, you know, AI hooked up to it. And we can monitor and just, you know, we can tell.
And he can overhear what's being said in the room?
Well, yeah, it looks like the listening department here at Maytag was listening in on, you know, over the microphone. And I guess they're hearing a lot of...
So in a $600 machine, there's a microphone that you can listen to what's going on in the room.
Yeah, you pay that kind of money, there's a lot of things those machines can do. So there's internet access. I'm sorry, what's that?
To me, $600 is a cheap machine. Okay, so we need to have service on this machine. And basically, he told me that he only services machines that are for upstanding American citizens. And what they were hearing was some kind of revolt against the United States. And he went off into a tirade.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the notes he left on here. It looks like these are the log files that were taken from the dryer.
Ma'am, I don't know. I just know that I have a washer that's making a loud noise when it spins out. And I would think that if you felt that there was that kind of issue going on, you would report it to Homeland Security.
Oh, they have. They might be listening to you, too. Commune over there.
Ma'am, you don't have anything like that. I don't know.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, ma'am.
I'm a property manager, and I'm just trying to get a unit service.
I'm listening to your washer right now. I'm listening.
Okay, but ma'am, I'm sitting in a parking lot in Tampa. It's not my washer. It's for a condominium association, so it's in a common area.
Okay, well, it seems like you have a lot of your residents there who are talking about overthrowing the government. And we don't want any part of that. So you go buy a whirlpool or something, okay?
So are you refusing to service this unit?
Well, yeah, because we don't negotiate with terrorists, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm not a terrorist. I'm a wife of a Navy SEAL. I am the daughter of a World War II veteran and a Korean veteran. I'm offended that you would think I'm a terrorist. We're just
going by the log files, ma'am.
I understand that, ma'am. But you have an obligation to service this unit. You have a warranty on it.
I don't know.
And I think you also have an obligation to tell people that you're listening to them, and when they're using those machines, that you can hear their conversation.
Oh, we did. It's in the fine print. Like, you have to read all of the things you sign.
What fine print? What fine print? I have a Lowe's receipt. That's all I have.
Yeah, look in the manual.
What manual? There was no manual that came with it, ma'am.
Well, listen here, lady. Son of a bitch. Just download the manual online.
Wow. Wow. Okay, you don't need to call me back. I'll be reporting you to Homeland Security.
For what?
What have I done that I need to be reported to Homeland Security for, other than refuse to work with a terrorist? Wow, that lady was great. I loved how she retold the story, only, she made it better with her own phrases and stuff. That was great. Thank you, Jamie, for calling up the Maytag warranty line or repair line or whatever I have somehow. I want that to happen more often. I want to be a part of more warranty lines. And man, remember when I'm sorry, listener, I can't remember your name off the top of my head right now, but you're getting all those voicemails for the Bank of America and sending them to me. That was so much fun. We need more of that. Does anyone get a lot of wrong numbers or a lot of wrong voicemails? You need to send all of those to me, please. Thank you. Anyway, I'd say that's the perfect place to end today's show. But first, we're going to play a few listener voicemails.
Brad, you crazy motherfucker. I was listening to one of your hubosos, and you're trying to say you're from the streets, roads, and yard department.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, don't you know that's like the...
And trees and grass, you know.
Public works department. Why don't you just say public works instead of streets, yards, and roads and all that bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Public works is what it's called. What the fuck, you crazy hobo?
I get confused easily. I forget the names of things. Sorry, I've done that before. I've said public works. But then if it's just a city coming to dig a hole in your yard, is that public works?
Hey, Brad, it's Chaz, the Tandem Stacker.
Why, hello
from
there.
My new voice phone number, which I'm sure you can see on your caller ID. It ends with Chaz. That's pretty cool, I think. Anyway, thanks for letting me...
Oh, yeah, it does. Look at that. That's crazy.
Thanks for letting me sponsor Hobosode number 391. That's the Wi-Fi Warriors one.
You're welcome.
And it's been one of the best ones I've heard, and I really got a kick when you got her to say my name as the sponsor for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Great job.
Thanks.
Keep it up, and you're the best. Bye.
Thanks, Chaz.
Hey, Bappy. It's your boy, Zesta.
Hey.
And I just want to say I'm your biggest fan, and you rock. I love you so much, dude.
Okay, bye. Thanks. I mean, yeah, thank you for the voicemail. I hope your throat feels better.
Hey, Brad, it's the cameraman. Hope you're doing well right now. I know times are shitty.
I'm okay.
So I'm watching a soundboard prank calls on this channel that's been getting a little popular recently called Kimble, K-I-M-B-L-E, like Detective John Kimble from Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
And his recent video, he uploaded Fred.
I don't know why you think I would know how to spell the cop's name in some movie from 30 years ago.
And Ed Powell
that I saw once.
Crazy couple. At the 20-minute mark and 40 seconds, there's a soundboard of you telling the motherfucker to hang up the phone.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know you had a soundboard of you telling people to hang up the phone. Is that new? Do you know about that? What's up with that? Okay, bye.
I don't know. It's somewhere. People have made soundboards of me a few times. How would I figure that out? Can I just go to snowplowshow.com and type in soundboard? That shows me a Beverly soundboard by Synthhead. Oh, there's an Obby Guy's sketchy soundboard. Yeah, I would just go to snowplowshow.com and search for soundboard in the search box. Oh, holy shit. No, I just found it. It was the third one down. It's on DeviantArt. And is it broken? I think it might be broken. What the heck? It's just a picture of a cactus. I don't know what's going on here. I think DeviantArt broke everything, but it used to work. I'll put a link to this in the show description. And maybe it'll work for you. Maybe you have to enable some kind of plug-in or something.
Hey, Brad, it's Haley's Comet, and the thought occurred to me.
Hey.
I was listening to one of Vista Blue's songs about Beverly, and I started getting the vibe that there's sort of some similar toxicity between Beverly and Brandon's mom.
Hmm.
So what if...
Who?
Brandon's mom is the daughter of Beverly, because, you know, Beverly's too old to be Brandon's mom directly.
True.
I think someone should write a song about that.
Yeah, somebody should. I think I know who you're talking about. Is that the Distorted View, Brandon's mom, where the mom's always screaming at the kid? Thanks for bringing up something that I don't have any sound clips of. And I know a listener over at Distorted View made a parody of Stacy's mom called Brandon's Mom. Damn it, now I'm having to explain to everybody what you're talking about.
Hi, Brad. This is Lucy.
Hey.
I just want to say I love this show, and I'm constantly listening to it. I especially love the community around the show. And
you're not listening to it right now because you're leaving a voicemail, so that's not constantly, is it?
Oh, there are people with nicknames that call in and talk to each other.
Yeah.
I actually finally have something to add to the community, which is a conspiracy theory.
Finally.
I was listening to an older show today, and Mr. Biggs left a voicemail. And this is kind of a niche theory, so it'll probably only make sense to the small portion of your listeners that are makeup girlies.
Better what?
So, makeup girlies, if you know who Michaela Makeup is,
no.
Tell me.
No.
That Mr. Biggs is not Michaela Makeup with.
Hold on.
So, makeup girlies, if you know who Michaela Makeup is, tell me that Mr. Biggs is not Michaela Makeup with her voice. Just. Sorry, my dog squeaked the toy.
Kick it.
Is not Michaela Makeup with her voice super deep. Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right. I don't understand anything you just said. I'm so confused now. Let's look up Michaela Makeup. Is this just a trick to advertise Michaela Makeup? I was hoping to find a spokesperson, but I don't see anything. I just see a bunch of people on TikTok putting on makeup. Michaela Makeup, makeup girlies. Can't believe you're making me search for all this stuff.
So makeup interested me because growing up, I definitely felt as if I was not accepted in a lot of different ways.
So you think that person sounds like Mr. Biggs? Michaela, you didn't even tell me her last name. I guess I can hear it, maybe.
Having a deeper voice, being really short, and...
She even talks about having a deeper voice.
Makeup was a way for me to sort of escape from that, because I viewed it as an art that took me away from...
Okay, listeners, tell us what you think. Does that sound like Mr. Biggs or not? I should set up a poll or something.
Hey, I've been watching Snowplow Show on YouTube and stuff,
Yay.
I'm in pin bind now. I just got out of jail and stuff, so it's going good so far.
That's
hopefully
great.
Something good in my life goes well when I get sentenced. Hopefully I don't end up going to prison and stuff, but
yeah.
Anyways,
I hope you don't go to prison.
Just keep doing what you're doing. You should
call back. Did you go to prison? Has it been a week yet? This was left on Friday, which I guess was 6 days ago. Did you say you're getting sentenced?
You should probably go to grocery stores and print and call them. That'd be nice.
Okay. Why not?
Anyways, bye.
Bye. Hope you don't go to prison. All right, one more voicemail, and it's a really long one. I wonder who it could be.
Brad Carter.
Hey.
Dave Montgomery.
Hey.
From Sydney, Australia. How the hell are you?
I know. I'm doing good.
I've been very busy. I'm still with my wife, 22 years.
Woo.
I'm now a life coach. You wouldn't believe it. I help other people. That's how well I'm going.
That's great.
And my son, I'm not talking to him at the moment. My 21-year-old daughter.
You're a life coach.
She's a marine biologist.
I remember.
She's saving the environment. She's saving fish and whatever lives in the ocean.
Yeah.
And my 19-year-old daughter, she's studying to be a private.
I'm so sorry, everybody, that I can't play this entire voicemail. But that was 46 seconds of it. And here, we'll just skip to the last 10 seconds.
Take care, buddy. Get the hang up the phone show back up and running.
Okay.
And I look forward to calling in.
We're working on it.
Love you, buddy. Take care.
That was the best voicemail ever. Thanks, Dave. All right, so that is the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you to the supporters of today's show, Lauren and Lady of Veggies, Cactus Mike, BenQ666, Despicable Dogs, and Kurt M. Thanks, everybody, that supports us over on patreon.com/phonelosers, and also on Apple or Spotify. There's links to all this stuff in the show description. Oh yeah, I almost forgot I was on Devin's show last night. Not for a ton of it, mostly just on the end. But Devin's show was extra fun last night because Dragonmere and Wasted Memory joined her, and they just did pranks for about 3 hours, and occasionally they called me in. Go listen to that, I'll have a link to that in the show description. I don't think I've been on any other shows this week, but I'm forgetful, so who knows.
Fred Johnson is barely getting by in life. He's got four different kids with four different wives. He's the working class man, the backbone of America, who's gotta feed his progeny, Mary, Mark, and Erica. Mark has the flu and Mary's got an ear infection, so Fred gets a job at Walmart in the home and garden section. Wishes he were compensated when he worked overtime, or at least he'd be paid above the poverty line. And he's got mouths to feed, alimony to pay, so he shows up on time and goes home late every day. When he gets his first check, he can't believe his eyes, like he was Piggy and Walmart was Lord of the Flies. He's a hard-working dude but can't understand, while the wall's worth $10 billion and he's still a starving man. He qualifies for medical in 2 more years, but for now he uses Tylenol to ease his kids' tears.
Now remind me why I took this job again.
This is how we do it in a Walmart nation. Corporate ethics out the door in a Walmart nation. Shutting down the mom and pops with no hesitation. Pay our workers next to nothing in a Walmart nation. Welcome to the high cost of a low price. We're here to stay. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a Walmart life for me. But predatory pricing is corporate piracy. But hey, we let it go because the prices are so low. They sell discounts by the pound and it just goes to show. A corporate empire for the modern ages. But now they pay Americans third world wages. A sweatshirt that you bought in South Carolina was made in a sweatshop in Beijing, China. Spending billions a year on Chinese trade. It supports a deficit, but Robbie Walton's got it made. They give millions to the president and he loves them back. How can Democrats complain when they even hire blacks? Sex discrimination, women never get promotions. Never. Employ illegal aliens. Never a commotion. Friends with the Christian rice, so they're contraceptive free. Veggie Tales on DVD won't prevent teen pregnancy. Sorry, ladies. This is how we do it in a Walmart nation. Corporate ethics out the door in a Walmart nation. Shutting down the mom and pops with no hesitation. Pay our workers next to nothing in a Walmart nation. Welcome to the high cost of a low price. We're here to stay. Like to thank you for your long-term dedication, working 20 years in the same location. Show appreciation for being on our team. Here's a coupon for 2 pints of free chocolate ice cream. Fred's almost 80 now with a painful pleurisy. No more currency in social security. His kids work at Walmart, what else would they do? Cause no one else is hiring in 2062.
Go Walmart, it's your birthday.
This is how we do it in a Walmart nation. Corporate ethics out the door in a Walmart nation. Shutting down the mom and pop with no hesitation. Pay our workers next to nothing in a Walmart nation.
Welcome to the wall.
This is how we do it in a Walmart nation. Corporate ethics out the door in a Walmart nation. Shutting down the mom and pops with no hesitation. Pay our workers next to nothing in a Walmart nation.
Welcome to
the high cost of a low price. We're here to stay.
Well, kids, that's the story of Walmart. Always low prices, always taking advantage of people. Sleep tight now, you hear?
If you're a tenant, what would you be doing on the roof, sir?